Good morning, everyone. What a week. We were talking in our Sabbath school about how when you go through an experience like this, you're kind of changed forever, aren't you? Not being able to get into your home. And our hearts are deeply saddened by those who lost homes and possessions. And please let us know what you need, what help you need. We are your brothers and sisters in Christ, and we're here to help you and to comfort you. At the same time, as was mentioned before, we're extremely grateful to the Lord for preserving our church home, are we not? I received a call from Pastor Mataafa on Tuesday, and he told me that about 2:30 in the morning, there was a wall of fire about 20 to 40 feet high working its way toward the church from the east side of the church. And he said it was inexorable. It looked like it was just going to roll right over to the church. And he and several others that were mentioned prayed that the Lord would intervene. And he said almost like a divine, unseen hand, it started pushing backwards and south and preserved the church. There were six homes within 100 yards of the church that were destroyed. If you step outside and look up on the hill, you can see them. So this was really divine intervention, and we're just really thankful to the Lord for it. It's really a privilege for me to comment on a man who I have such tremendous respect and affection for. I think we all feel that way about Pastor Mataafa. Although there's a bio contained in your bulletin, I'd like to go over that because I think it's important for us to understand where this man has been and what he has done. Ili Sasi was born in 1964 in Western Samoa, on one of the Polynesian islands in the South Pacific. He attended and graduated from Kasenya Adventist School, Avele Junior College, Secondary Teachers College in Samoa in 1986, and the Manukau Business Institute, New Zealand, 1988. He moved to the United States and attended and graduated from La Sierra Campus Loma Linda University in 1993, Andrews University in 1998, and the U.S. Chaplain School in 2001. He's had a lot of training and a lot of education. Ili Sasi was married to Unite Tamale'a'a. I hope I got that right. Thank you, Pastor. A missionary just returned from Korea in 1993, and they are blessed with four beautiful children, Nathaniel, Nehemiah, and two twin girls, Nara and Nila. Ili Sasi Sasi and Unite served as volunteers for the youth pastoral ministry at the Vista Samoan Church for 4 years, 2 years after the seminary training from Andrews University. The Paradise Valley Church at South San Diego invited Ili Sasi to join the pastoral staff in 1999, where he served to 2002. While at Paradise Valley, he gained good evangelistic planning experience from Pastor Mark Finley, who trained and assigned him for over a year to be an evangelist coordinator for the South San Diego churches in 2002. Pastor Mataafa is one of the Seventh-day Adventist military chaplains that was called to serve during the Iraqi War of 2003, which is still underway. He says that he appreciated so much the grace of God and the love of the Fallbrook Church family in supporting him and his family. He also has indicated that he is indebted to all individuals who God has placed in his path to mentor him in his ministry. Pastor Mataafa came to Fallbrook in 2002. During that time, he has served as associate pastor to Elder Gerald Jones. He has also assumed responsibility for leading and overseeing the youth ministry and pastoral care for the Fallbrook Church. And as Joe mentioned, I'm sure many of us have been visited in our time of need by Pastor Mataafa and have in such a loving way about him. I know that we've all been blessed by his ministry, and each one of us probably would have a story to tell. If we had time, we could go around the room and everyone could speak for him. But I'd like to share just two experiences that tell me about what kind of man this is. I was privileged to participate in a Bible study led out by Pastor Mataafa when Reza was here in the country. And there were a number of people that attended that Bible study. And I was really impressed by not only the way he handled the scriptures, but even more so by his love and zeal for the Lord and the ministry, and his respect and care and love for everyone in that group. It was life-changing for me. He also came and ministered to my wife in the hospital when one of her best friends was dying of cancer. After the lady's passing, Pastor Mataafa remained hours afterward to comfort the family that experienced the loss. We have all been privileged to know Pastor Mataafa and his family, to serve with him in the Lord's work, to shepherd the flock. To me, Pastor Mataafa is a great man of God. He has left an indelible impression on my life and all those lives he has served and all those who have served with him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Leaders and members of the Southeastern California Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, on behalf of the Fallbrook Seventh-day Adventist Church, we present Ule Sese Mataafa, a pastor of Christ Church, to be ordained commissioned.
We invite you to read along, responding as the people of God. Has this candidate been examined for fitness to ministry, and has he been recommended for ordination commissioning?
We certify that Ulysses Mataafa has satisfied all requirements for ordination commissioning.
Have those present recognized the gifts of ministry that affirm God's call of Ulysses Mataafa to ministry?
We have.
Pastor Ulysses, will you be loyal to the teachings of Jesus Christ as understood by our church? Will you willingly take counsel and leadership from those who may have authority over you and your work?
Yes, I am willing and ready to do so.
People of God's church, is it your will that Pastor Ulysses Mataafa be set apart by the laying of hands as a minister of the gospel?
Yes.
And will you uphold them in this ministry?
By God's grace, I will.
So many prayers I pray for you, for all that you are.